current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now, the loss of modesty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned the ummah of a time when people will be clothed yet seem naked.
صنفان من أهل النار لم أرهما قوم معهم صياط كأذناب البقر يضربون بها الناس ونساء كاسيات عاريات مميلات مائلات رؤوسهن كأسنمة البخت المائلة لا يدخلن الجنة ولا يجدن ريحها وإن ريحها لا يوجد من مسيرة كذا وكذا.
There are two types of the people of hell that I have not seen yet. People with whips like the tails of cattle, with which they strike the people, and women who are clothed yet naked, walking with an enticing gait, with something on their heads that looks like the humps of camels, leaning to one side. They will never enter paradise or even smell its fragrance, although its fragrance can be detected from such and such a distance. The scholars of hadith have said that this hadith refers to Muslim women. Muslim women will have on clothes, but they will be so tight and figure-hugging that all parts of their bodies will be on display. Today we see clothes marketed that are so tight that all they conceal is the colour of the skin. This hadith also applies to very thin and see-through clothes. Today there is a burgeoning industry around hijab, fashion, beauty, makeup and modelling amongst Muslim women. A quick view online will reveal YouTube channels with Muslim women sharing makeup tutorials, fashion tips and beauty secrets. In addition to that are the open displays of affection between men and women on these channels, making public what is meant to be private between husbands and wives. Lying in wait are corporations, eagerly exploiting this trend, using it as an opportunity to enter new markets. In fact, they use it to create new markets. Beyond that are the governments that promote a liberal, secular, reformed version of Islam, that celebrates and promotes the hijab as a cultural phenomenon, just similar to the sombrero, kimono or kilt, in contrast to the hijab ban and the burqa ban, which openly fight adherence to the Islamic dress. The promotion of hijab as a fashion statement serves the same purpose, with albeit a softer approach. Regardless of the tactic they use, their goal is for Muslims and young Muslim girls in particular to stop viewing hijab as an act of obedience to Allah, but rather a fashion statement. Sydney-based hijabi fashion blogger Wiwad Hawat, for example, commented, "The more common sight of the hijab on the catwalk, Instagram, etc., indicates that the hijab is starting to be considered as an accessory more than a religious symbol. Ironically, just as the beauty and fashion craze is growing in the Muslim world, the West is coming to terms with the sexual exploitation of women as represented in continued sexual harassment, human trafficking, and the now famous Me Too movement. Islam has detailed evidences for how men and women are to interact with each other that focuses on modesty and respect between the genders, forbidding free mixing between women and men outside of their families, promoting marriage, preventing seclusion between the women and men, and dress code in the public domain. The chassis upon which all of the Islamic rules rest is taqwa, God-consciousness, and haya, modesty, and the pursuit of Allah's pleasure. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
Al-haya'u la ya'ti illa bi khayr.
Modesty brings nothing but good. Sahih Bukhari. Reinterpreting the hijab isn't a random occurrence. Rather, it is one part of a larger plan to secularize Muslims and reform Islam. turning the hijab into a commodity and attempting to make it a mainstream fashion accessory undermines the purpose for which it was legislated, to maintain the honour of women. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.